Okay, so thanks, Whittier team, for fixing this. So that was very helpful. And now, a few minutes late, but we just, you know, do the same talk a bit later, same 20 minutes slot plus 5 minutes Q&A, is QuickWit. François, welcome.
Should I take it? Is it sufficient? Or?
Oh, you don't have a microphone yet?
Yes, I have a, okay. Should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi everyone, I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me in this room. We have been working like on observability since 3 years at QuickWit, and I would like to present here what we have done during these 3 years, the outcome of it at least. First, I will introduce myself a bit. So I'm François, I'm working on the core engine of QuickWit, which is a search engine. I'm also the co-founder of QuickWit, and I also work a lot, I'm working a lot on the Grafana data source pooling that I will show you in this presentation. So for this, for the agenda, I will start like with by taking a step back, a short one, and then we'll talk about like the problem of cardinality that we can have with metrics. And then I will show you, like very briefly, the engine of QuickWit and how it works. And finally, I will show you a demo of QuickWit working in Grafana for application monitoring. So let's start by taking a step back. So I'm showing this graph. It's not mine. This diagram is from Ben Siegelman. This is a Googler who works on the distributed tracing Dapper. A software Dapper when he was at Google, and he co-founded also Lightstep, which is a company doing observability and monitoring stuff. And I kind of liked this diagram.